Now, why did I mention Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones is an American fantasy drama series on television created for HBO, home box office. It's a huge success, I think here in Europe too. And it's filmed in Belfast, in studios in Belfast, and on location in Northern Ireland, among other countries. It is filled with characters who are power-hungry, lusting, obsessed with sex and money and wealth. And it takes place on two continents, Westeros and Essos, hence the name of our article. This television show that I confess I have not yet seen has been called The Sopranos of Middle Earth. Middle Earth is what we use to describe The Hobbit. For example, The Hobbit book takes place in Middle Earth, a J.R.R. Tolkien creation. Well, here, apparently, Game of Thrones is in this Middle Earth, a different time and a different place, with fictional continents, fictional places, but always the same types of stories, Shakespearean characters, evildoers, and good doers. Now, a good doer in real life is Carolyn McComb. Let's listen to what she has to say about McComb's travel and how she can take you on a visit of where Game of Thrones and all of its magic is filmed.
Thank you, Caroline McComb, for speaking with us today at Vocable.
Can you please introduce yourself?
Certainly. My name is Caroline McComb, and I run a coach travel company in Northern Ireland called McComb's Coach Travel. And we offer daily tours by coach to some of Northern Ireland's tourist highlights.
And you created then McComb's Coach Travel, coach meaning that they're traveling by bus, is that correct? Like a luxury bus? What is a coach?
That's correct, Shelley, yes. We travel by luxury coach or bus, and we visit all over Northern Ireland and go to the top tourist attractions here.
Okay. Now we'll get to what the top tourist attractions are in just a bit, but I'm curious to know how you created your company.
McComb's Coach Travel was started 18 years ago. My husband actually started the business, and it first began operating in a small taxi, and he brought visitors to Northern Ireland to some of the troubled spots in Belfast. So he visited places like the Peace Lines and places that were quite infamous with media coverage all over the world. So from that, we worked very hard for the following 15 years. And now every year, we bring around 50,000 people, visitors from all over the world.
Wow.
To
so the initial project was to perhaps let people understand the strife that Northern Ireland had lived through?
Yes, it certainly was. Northern Ireland was very famous for all the wrong reasons. Mm. So we work very hard now to make Northern Ireland famous for all the right reasons.
Lovely. Does your husband come from a background in history or politics?
No, we're all just normal local people who want to see Northern Ireland become a much nicer place and promote the really beautiful scenery and natural attractions that we have here in Northern Ireland.
And where are you from then? You're originally from Northern Ireland, I understand.
We are indeed. We are a family business. Our family all work within the business. And we are from Belfast. So we love to have local people working within our company.
Okay. When you think of Northern Ireland, being from Northern Ireland, what would you tell our visitors who will hopefully come and visit you? What it is to be from Northern Ireland?
It's quite different to be from Northern Ireland than from anywhere else. It is such a beautiful place and such a small place. And the local people are all very friendly and very welcoming to visitors who come from overseas. But you'll find that people from Northern Ireland all know each other also. So it's a lovely, warm, friendly atmosphere here.